So we're joined now by Isleman athlete Carla Teese, who has become, I suppose, a regular name over the last couple of years when it comes to the likes of the Ireland Games and is doing much more things beside that. Carla, thanks very much for taking a few minutes to speak with us. So, first of all, obviously there are plenty in the athletic scene who know about what you do, but could you just give us a bit of, for those who don't know, a bit of a general overview of what you're doing in the athletic scene these days?
Yeah, no, it's great to be here. And I do the 100 metres and I've just been to the Ireland Games. I compete quite regularly in just mainly the 100 metre sprint. Unfortunately, this year I've not been able to do the 200 metres due to setbacks and other things. But yes, definitely 60 metres and 100 metres is my main event.
And like the plenty of others who've come through the ranks on the Isle of Man as well, you've been able to start and get to a good standard from quite a young age as well. I mean, at the previous Ireland Games in 2023, you're only 16. At the time, to have something like that so early on in your athletics career, that must be a great sort of stepping stone to have from such an early stage.
Yeah, it definitely is. You get like this drive from being at those big competitions, and you see the older athletes and how well they perform and the environment that is created from the Ireland Games. It just sets you up to just want to be going back, keep going back constantly. And even when you leave, you just want more. You just keep wanting to think, I want to compete again at that level. And it is such a good environment for the athletes at any age. And for the younger ones, when I was 16, it really did inspire us all to just carry on.
And progressing to now, you know, at university as well, and you're constantly still improving and developing whilst you're at university as well. So when you started with your development, if you like, on the Isle of Man, how much easier did it make that transition to go into university and doing it as well?
Yeah, I left the island at a very, very good stage in my athletics career. I was at PB level and I had just done an island record that August before I was leaving. And my coach, who was Martin Bullock, he got me to a very, very good level. And then it was easier for me to go to Edgehill University and progress. And I do have a new coach now. And it was like I just automatically knew the environment that I was meant to be in. And I fitted in perfectly.
Looking back, I suppose, on the last couple of years to where you are now as well, when you were starting on the Isle of Man and doing things like the Ireland Games, so Orkney this year, Guernsey 2 years ago, what were the most valuable lessons that you took from your training on the Isle of Man going into the Ireland Games and then going to university? Are there any in particular that you think that was actually really valuable for me to keep pushing forward?
Yeah, it was. I learned that even though like training 5-6 days a week is really, really hard, going to the games, you see why we put that effort in. And being on the island, it's like such a close-knit community and everyone just wants each other to succeed. And it's a really nice team as well to be in. So when I was going to university, all I knew is that the team from the Isle of Man will always pretty much be the same people for the next few years for my age. So yeah, you just learn that the team environment is what gets the athletes through.
We can talk about the competitive side all day. You want to win races, that's a given. But I know we were just speaking off air before, and you said about Guernsey specifically as well, because it was the first time for quite a few of you to do that. That must have been some occasion to be part of, completely different from what you've done already.
Yeah, it was, because we were so young, there was no pressure for us to get medals or win the races, and we were all just enjoying ourselves. And when we did perform well and we did succeed, it was just like an added bonus. And I think there was quite a few of us that were between the ages of 17 16 15, and we all just didn't take each other too seriously. And I know there will be a few of us that were competitive between each other, but off the track that didn't exist. So it was just, Guernsey was just amazing to be there at such a young age.
And then going into the Ireland Games this year, and it's not been the easiest season for you as well, because you've had some challenges going into Orkney as well, just to get there, let alone be competitive as well. So for those who don't know, could you just explain a little bit about some of the, I suppose, the hurdles you've had to overcome over the last sort of 12 months?
Yeah, so earlier this year, I got diagnosed with glandular fever, and it was just after I started my indoor season and I was in great fitness, great form, and then suddenly I got told I couldn't run anymore, and I got very ill with it, and I was out for about 3 months off sprint. Like, I just sat for 3 months, and then I gradually got my fitness back up, and that did take a good 2 months to get even remotely close to where I was. And it was a big hurdle to take because I've never really struggled with injuries, And then ever since glandular fever, I have had a lot of ups and downs because I still get illnesses. Every few weeks I can get ill if I go too hard. And yeah, it's been a tough year, but to be back at the Island Games was the ultimate goal this year. Yeah, so I was very, very pleased to be there.
And just off that, the fact that you actually, you did make it, like you say, despite, you know, the challenges and something you've not had to deal with before, really. You've not been injury prone from a younger age. Did that cement something in your mind that said you've got that mentality there, you've got that resilience to get back despite the challenges?
Yes, so I do have a sports psychologist, and over that period of time, as an athlete, I did struggle with something we call athlete identity loss. I wasn't running and I didn't know what to do with myself. So me and my sports psychologist, he's from the Isle of Man and Isle of Man Sport, we worked around it, and I came back and I knew like this sport was exactly where I'm meant to be. I just saw the other side of it.
So going forward, with this in mind, you like you say, it's sometimes it's in peaks and troughs. Sometimes you have to manage it. How are you, I suppose, dealing with that going forward as well? You want to keep racing, you want to keep competing. How are you finding the balance of that?
The balance is hard to find because you never know how much you can push yourself. But now I know when I'm not feeling too good, I just have to take a step back. Even if it's I just missed a few days of training, it's better in the long run to not get so ill. But yeah, you just have to listen to your body mainly. That's what I have to do.
You've sort of half answered my next question then, because there may be some, whether it's on the island or beyond, who end up going through a similar situation like yourself, that it just comes out of the blue. It's a challenge to deal with you've never dealt with before. What would your advice be to someone if they found themselves in a similar situation to yourself? They get ill, they can't quite reach the objectives they want to. It might just take a bit more time. What would you say to them with your experience?
Be patient, because you always get out the other side eventually, even if it feels 100 years long. I felt like I'd never get out of it and I was going to be stuck in that little blip forever. But you do eventually see the other side, and just don't try push yourself when you know you can't.
On to more positive things, if you like, looking ahead. So for those who don't know, what have you got coming up on the athletic side of things?
Tomorrow I'm off to the Northern League with the Isle of Man team, which will be a good event. It's mainly the Island Games athletes that are going, and then a few younger athletes as well are joining the team. So tomorrow I'll be competing in the 100 metres and the 4x1 relay. The following weekend I'm going to the Northern Irish Senior Championships, which is always a very exciting event. Last year I came fourth in the final, so hopefully I can boost up my positioning a little bit more.
And just final question, beyond that, do you have any long-term objectives in mind, or are you just taking it week by week, month by month?
Definitely one of my main objectives is the Commonwealth Games, because my dad competed in the Commonwealth Games at the 400 metres, so I'd like to follow in his footsteps and also break the all-time island record for the women in the 100 metres, which is like 11.6 if I do say so correctly. But yeah, those are my two main goals.
Just one last question, onto my last question, just with what you've said there. Obviously we've got Glasgow coming up next year as mm-hmm. well, so if the stars were to align and you could maybe get in contention for something like that, or even if it's a Commonwealth Games further down the line, what would that mean to you personally in your athletic side of things, to be able to represent the Isle of Man, if possible, on, or what is effectively, as an athlete, the highest stage you can compete under the Manx flag?
Yeah, it would mean a lot because of my family's history in the sport, and even to just be there in the 100 metres is my all-time dream. And it's something that we always talk about. Everyone always says we'd like to go to the Commonwealth Games, and it seems really far away in the moment, but hopefully over the next few years I can start taking down my time, which I definitely think is achievable. I've got the drive in me now after this Island Games, and I can see I can do it, hopefully. But obviously it would mean so much to a lot of people, I think, if I got there, purposely because of my family's history there.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.